The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading the news.
This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, October 27th, and I am sitting here in Janet Cimarelli's palatial office with Janet Cimarelli. So first, let me welcome Janet. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
And I do want to let listeners know that you will be available today from 4 to 7, and you'll be available tomorrow, Saturday, from 12:30 to 5:30. The store hours here at Save-A-Lot are Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. and Saturday from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. Today's very, very special guest is going to enlighten us with a topic that many people may not be aware of, but we want to expose them to the benefits of a particular line of supplements that could be of a great benefit to their good health and maintaining good health for many, many years to come. Let me bring in our very, very special guest today. We have Mr. Mark Kahler, who is a PhD, a master herbalist, and he currently works as the educator and formulator for a great company called Mushroom Wisdom. Mark, welcome to Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour.
Good morning. I hope you're all doing well today.
Very well. Thank you. We are so happy to have you join us because I think that you'll be able to share your wisdom with our listeners with regard to choosing the right mushroom formula for their good health.
Mark, where are you speaking to us from?
I'm just north of Atlanta in Marietta, Georgia. I would actually correct my bio there a little bit. I used to be the vice president at Mushroom Wisdom, but now I consult with them. I'm actually in the process of creating a nonprofit called the Radiant Health Project, which is all kind of about reorienting our health focus to prevention of disease, to maximizing our health and vitality, rather than our kind of constant focus on being sick and symptoms and that type of thing.
Well, how can people research the site that you're on?
There are a number of sites you can go to. If you're interested in the Mushroom Wisdom line, you can go to mushroomwisdom.com. If you're interested in what I'm doing, then I have a website called the radianthealthproject.com, which is, I have to admit, in the works. I'm not a big tech guy, so this is a learning experience for me on the digital end of things. But it's an ongoing process of trying to disseminate information along these lines of prevention and maximizing vitality.
Well, so it would be a good line or a good website for people to go to and learn a little bit more about how they can improve themselves.
Yeah, I certainly hope so. I mean, that's the whole intent behind it, so the intention is certainly there.
Well, we look forward to people going to that site and learning more about you and what you do to help people. If we can get on the subject of mushrooms, give us an idea where you'd like to start. It's such a broad subject.
Sure, absolutely. And I think for many people, they kind of associate the idea of medicinal mushrooms as a contradiction of terms. I think, excuse me, particularly in this country, when we think about mushrooms, we think about, you know, something we throw on top of our pizzas or, you know, we throw on our salads and things. But the simple fact is that humankind has been using mushrooms in a medicinal sense for hundreds, if not literally thousands of years. So they are some of humankind's oldest medicines. In fact, I don't know if people have heard about the Iceman, which is basically a body they found frozen in the Alps that dates back about 6,000 years, and he was carrying what they think was a little medicine pouch that had two different mushrooms in it. So this is an area of health and healing that we're kind of awakening to, so to speak, here in the West. But there is a tremendous amount of research along with these thousands of years of history of use and things. So it's a big topic. You know, you could pick any single one mushroom, and I could probably talk about it for a couple of days. So I guess the starting point would be maybe the Mushroom Emperor's product that Mushroom Wisdom has, which is a conglomeration of all the different mushrooms.
And when you talk about this combination of so many different mushrooms, is it going to be stimulating to your immune system? Is it going to be repairing certain body areas, body tissue? How did this formula come about, and why would someone take this formula, Mushroom Emperors?
Well, one of the things I have found in lecturing on mushrooms now for, you know, probably 20 or 30 years is that you get up and you start talking about the mushrooms, and at the end of the lecture, people are like, you know, I like every one of these mushrooms. Which one
right.
should I take?
Right.
You know, they always come away, you know, I want to take 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 of these mushrooms. So how do I do that? And that's why they created a product like Mushroom Emperors, which is a blend of a number of individual mushrooms, as well as contain 3 proprietary extractions that have been clinically studied and clinically tested. So I kind of say the Mushroom Emperor's product is designed or well-suited for kind of 2 groups of people. One is for individuals who are looking for that overall health-supporting aspect of things, that tonic action, you know, supporting vitality, supporting longevity, supporting balance, really kind of making everything in the body work a little bit better, so to speak. So if you're really interested in kind of maximizing your health, I think the Mushroom Emperors is kind of that tonic formula to help do that. The other group would be what I was kind of referring to before, is the people who can't make up your mind who like all the mushrooms. So, you know, if you sit there and say, oh, you know, I've heard Mark talk about all these different mushrooms, I like all of them, well, here you can get all of them in a mix. So as far as it rather being stimulating things, it's really going to be it's all about improving function. So it's not going to be overly stimulating in this way. It will build energy over a period of time, but, you know, it's not like a cup of caffeine that's going to, you know, spike your energy and your cortisol levels right away. But this is something that will build your chi, your life force over time, hopefully balance the body, balance the blood sugar, nourish the brain, you know, the heart and cardiovascular system, liver, kidneys, really all the major systems in the body. So the Mushroom Emperors is just that kind of wonderful day-to-day tonic to help us be a better, you know, you and hopefully prevent those conditions and symptoms from happening in the first place.
I love it when you reference tonic. And I just want to say, as an herbalist, evaluating certain types of natural substances as tonic in their action, if a system of the body is too low, it will very nicely support it. Not necessarily be stimulating, but just supportive of that lower than optimal body function or body system. And then if a body system is too high, a tonic approach with natural substances once again achieves balance. So this idea that Mushroom Emperors has a tonic effect, building chi, your energy is going to be supported, and I'll kind of convert that energy statement into vitality, which vitality is all encompassing. It isn't only just physical energy. It's mental energy. It's overall feeling of well-being, feeling of capability. What are some of the individual mushrooms that people will find in the Mushroom Wisdom Mushroom Emperor's formula?
Sure. Well, a quick comment on kind of furthering what you're saying about tonics. You know, one of my kind of goals in life or my professional goals is to get across this idea of tonic remedies, because it's so different from what we're used to. You know, we're used to, hey, I have a runny nose. I'm going to take a decongestant to stop my runny nose. You know, I'm worried about heart health, so, you know, I'm going to use certain pharmaceuticals that are going to stimulate something or shut something down. You know, we can go through our body that way in that Western medicine allopathic approach to things. Whereas the tonic approach is what you're talking about. It's all about nurturing, supporting, balancing, you know, enhancing overall function. And I really think as a society, health-wise and even financially, that we really need to start traveling this path more, because healthcare, you know, dementia is supposed to triple by the year 2030. I've seen projections that the diabetes rates, or the treatment of diabetes by the year 2050 is going to be larger than the GMP. So I think we need to reorient ourselves towards health instead of waiting, you know, to go in the healing phase, which means we've already gotten sick and things. But to get to your question about the number of mushrooms that are in there, there are a whole bunch of mushrooms, some that people may be familiar with, some that may not be, certainly here in the West. The maitake mushroom, a wonderful endocrine tonic, great for the immune system. Lion's mane, great for the brain and nerves, but many people don't know it. It's a great tonic for the gastrointestinal tract. Shiitake mushroom, which many of us are familiar more as a food, good for the immune system, wonderful antiviral, great for the liver. And I'm abbreviating here because, again, you can talk about a lot of different things about some of these mushrooms. Tremella mushroom, one not well known in this country, is a traditional yin tonic. It brings moisture to the body. So if you have dry skin, dry eyes, dry hacking cough, it's really good for bringing moisture to the body. And then it has the three proprietary extractions of it, the SX fraction, which is a particular extraction of the maitake mushroom that has been clinically studied and tested to lower blood sugar and insulin levels with some cardiovascular benefits. There's the maitake D fraction, which is a unique extraction of the maitake mushroom, which I mentioned before, which is all about that immune-supporting components of the mushroom. And then there's the amylovin product, which is extract, which is in there. And this is a proprietary extraction of the lion's mane mushroom, which concentrates those compounds that we know have these beneficial effects on the nerve growth factor and the brain and the nerves and things. So, it's quite a diverse mix of different mushrooms with different benefits and different actions.
Okay, so you mentioned one that I will focus on just before we go to the break. Tremella brings moisture to the body. And so when I see tremella, I think of a topical cream that Mushroom Wisdom does have available. Very, very smoothing and balancing and very health supporting for the skin. Now, if people take that Mushroom Wisdom Tremella mushroom extract, the possibility, like if people, I speak to so many people who have dry eye, is that a good place for people who have been told that, well, maybe they might be moving toward dry eye?
Yeah, actually, it's a wonderful remedy specifically to use for dry eyes or really any dry condition in the body. You know, you talked about the cosmetic product called Aquamella, which has the tremella extract in it. You know, one of the primary things we're trying to do when we put these topicals on our body is to moisturize the body. So this is one way to do it kind of inside and out to get the body to actually hold on and to utilize moisture in a better sense. Certainly dry eyes. In fact, my wife is a contact wearer. When I first met her, she was always putting drops in her eyes because they are always drying out. I put her on the Tremella product, and, you know, now it's been, I don't know how many years or, you know, a decade or two now. I can't remember the last time I saw her running around putting drops in her eyes. So, I have personal experience, I guess, with the fact that it worked very effectively for dry eyes. But again, dry skin, dry hacking cough, constipation is a dry condition. It's dryness in the bowels.
Right.
In that topical sense, too, it brings some added benefits in that Tremella extract has been shown to increase production of antioxidants in skin cells. And, you know, the sun and a lot of things create a lot of free radical damage. So it works quite holistically with the skin.
And that music means that it's time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with Mr. Al Foreman and our very special guest today, Mark Kaler. And he is the educator and formulator with Mushroom Wisdom. We'll be right back after these messages.
Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries, but the best of the best is the prices. EDLP, Everyday Low Prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you, the savvy health food shopper. Come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Save-A-Lot has the entire spectrum of products to support your good health. Let's begin with those choices of organic foods at Save-A-Lot. Minimize your exposure to artificial chemicals found in fertilizers, pesticides, and GMOs. Choose organic foods and support your good health as well as supporting ethical food practices. Come into Save-A-Lot and see your organic food choices at great prices. The best prices. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. Half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Plaza. 754-307-1655.
For some reason, we are not getting any sound coming through. We hear, but you can't. Can you hear us? All right. Okay. No. And so I don't know what happened.
I know what your problem is.
Oh dear.
There we go. We had some external noise here that was going on with the landscapers, but my apologies. But again, this is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm joined here with Janet Cimarelli in her palatial office, and she will be available to speak to people today from 4 to 7, tomorrow Saturday from 12:30 to 5:30, and we are open tonight till 8 o'clock, tomorrow Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And we do have a very special offer that we're going to be discussing with the Mushroom Wisdom products that Mark has been kind enough to share his thoughts on. And if you didn't receive the email that we sent out yesterday, let me refresh and bring you up to date. The Mushroom Emperors that Mark has been speaking about, which is a fantastic colloidal benefit using so many different mushrooms in great strengths. The recommended dose is 4 tablets a day, and you can take them all at once, or you can take 2 twice a day. This is a bottle of 120 vegetarian tablets, and it's only $19.99, which is a very inexpensive price to pay for your good health. So the Mushroom Emperors is only $19.99. And today, special order to the first 10 people. If you come in to buy a bottle of either the Mushroom Emperors, the Super Poria, or the Super Lion's Mane, which I know we're going to be speaking about, you will receive a free bottle of the Super Poria, which we have an everyday low price on for $17.99. So if you buy any one of the three products, Super Poria, Super Lion's Mane, or Mushroom Emperors, you'll receive a free bottle of the Mushroom Wisdom Super Poria. And these are all 120 tablet sizes. They're not cheat sizes where you're only getting a small portion. These are full-size bottles, and again, for the first 10 people today only, Friday, the 27th of October, you'll be able to get one Super Poria free with the purchase of one of the other three bottles. So, Janet, I know we left off at a certain point talking about some of the ingredients.
We did, and I think that there are some ingredients in the Mushroom Emperor's formula that people may very well be familiar with, the maitake, the lion's mane, the D fraction, SX fraction, cordyceps, and so on. There's one that I came across that I would love to hear Mark discuss, Mishima. I'm not familiar at all with Mishima.
Yeah, you know, and that's one of those things that is kind of amazing to me when I look at what Mishima can do, when I look at the research and things on it, and when I look at the amazing need for what Mishima does in the human body. Mishima, it's actually an abbreviated name. The real Japanese name for it is Mishima Kobu, and what that means is it's not on woman's island. So the mushroom itself, Mishima mushroom, grows, believe it or not, on an island called Woman's Island, and it looks like a knot on the side of a tree. It doesn't look like your typical mushroom with a nice little stem and cap to it. Mishima is actually one, in comparative studies, has been shown to be one of the strongest mushrooms for boosting immune responses. But the area I'm probably most excited about for its use is its use in maximizing breast health. When I think about you know, the tremendous number of women suffering from or under the fear of breast cancer and things. And I start thinking about, you know, okay, what would a perfect remedy be? What would I want to do in either preventing or treating this disorder? I can come up with like 10 different things: preventing inducing apoptosis, which is cell death, preventing metastasis, preventing angiogenesis, a number of different actions that you would look to do. Mishima probably does 8 or 9 of those 10 things. So in my mind, and I think the research supports it, I think it is one of the best remedies women can use to maximize breast cell health. The research suggests it does induce apoptosis, meaning it kills off cancer cells. Now, I want to be really clear. I am by no means suggesting this is a cure for cancer. I always tell people, and I get a lot of calls on these things, is this going to cure my cancer? Is this going to do this and that? No, but it's a helpful ally, I think, to use in a holistic protocol where you do all the different things you need to do for treating any of these conditions: diet, lifestyle, the right pharmaceuticals and drugs. I'm not one of those alternative practitioners that just poo-poos everything that's conventional. I think chemotherapy and radiation have their places. They just have to be used appropriately and in the right situations, just like any herb or botanical or nutrient and things. But it's been shown to have a number of actions on the DNA, on the mitochondria, that are very specific to these types of tissues and this type of issue. And it's quite extraordinarily, when you look at the research, again, widely used for some time in traditional Chinese medicine, but it's really been only in the last decade or so that they've started looking at it and exploring it here in the West. And there's a researcher who used to be with the Methodist Research Institute. I'm blanking on his name right at the moment, but I remember it. He's done some work on it for breast cancer that looks extraordinarily promising and things. So this is a wonderful remedy for immune support and really for maximizing the health of those cells and tissues.
Mark, I'm going to throw you a curveball because breast tissue, I think you're going to be able to handle this just fine. The breast tissue and prostate tissue in men are genetically identical. Might you extrapolate from all of your research on breast health support that it may also be beneficial as a prostate health supporter?
Yeah, you make a really good point. People aren't aware of the similarities of those cells and those tissues. Physiologically, there are a lot of things that affect one that also seem to affect and, you know, make the other cells respond as well. The issue with Mishima and prostate tissue, prostate cells, is actually kind of mixed at this point. There was one study suggesting it may be problematic. There are a couple of studies that have been done since then that suggest some promise with it. But, you know, I'm kind of one of those individuals that errs on the side of, you know, better safe than sorry. Right now, there are, you know, lots of other mushrooms that we can use that don't have any, you know, questions in the research and things. So for prostate health, I'm much more a fan of the maitake and the maitake D fraction, both of them used together. Mishima, again, I think the book is still out on that. There are more studies showing positive benefits, but there is one study that raises some questions. So for me, particularly when you're dealing with such a serious and potentially life-threatening condition, again, I always operate on the maxim, better safe than sorry. Are there other alternatives that we can use in this regard, in this application? So while, again, the research suggests there may be you know, some similarities because of those actions, I'm still a little hesitant in that regard.
And so one of the things that I'm going to say is we're talking about mushroom emperors from Mushroom Wisdom, and that each and every one of the mushrooms included in this formula does have a very, I'm going to say, ancient history and very specific research supporting the activity that it engenders in your body. And when you put this formula all together as it's been put together in the Mushroom Emperors, what you're getting is, as we talked about before, a tonic effect, a supportive effect, an enhancing effect. So if a system of your body is not operating at a functional, a highly functional, an optimal level, you're going to achieve that balance, that support to health that translates into a feeling of vitality. Your brain's going to work. Your energy's going to be good. Your cardiovascular system, your urinary tract, every different system of your body that need to be functioning in harmony, is that harmony is going to be certainly very well supported with the Mushroom Emperors. We only have just a few minutes, Mark, but talk to our listeners about building chi.
Sure. Well, you know, you mentioned that there's research on a lot of these things. I would add, you know, for the skeptics out there who, you know, may not believe either of us about the research, there is a website called bioupdate.org, which is nothing but a collection of research on mushrooms. And you can go see, these are independently peer-reviewed published studies that have been done on it. Qi is, you know, it's a term used in Chinese medicine. Qi is life source. It's energy. It's vitality. It's movement. You know, I use the analogy of a candle. The candle itself is considered jing in Chinese medicine, which is the substance and essence of the body. The flame itself is the qi. It's that energy, you know, that moves us and animates us and allows us to think and move and cook and, you know, pick up the kids and, you know, do all the different things that we do in our lives. So any sort of movement, and that could be even just the actions in the body, you know, the liver doing the job that it does detoxifying things, the kidneys doing the job it does filtering things out and then passing it on into the urinary tract system. You know, all of these things involve qi. So you can talk about qi of the lungs, qi of the kidneys, qi of the liver. You can talk about qi of the overall body. I think sometimes one of the best words, while they often translate it as energy, I like, as we were talking about earlier, the term vitality a little bit better, because I think it really gets to it a little more accurately. And just a quickie on my analogy with the candle, the light from the candle would be called the shen, which is the emotional, energetic, spiritual element of the herbs and things. But qi is really all that allows us to be animated and move and think and do all the things we do. From the subtle physiological things to the, you know, grander things that we do in our bodies, in our lives. And it's really, you know, one of those factors that determines our overall health, our overall longevity. You know, the Chinese medicine do a lot of things to actually build up and encourage or even to maintain and hang on to that qi. The idea being that, you know, the longer we can hang on to it, the longer we're going to live and the greater vitality we're going to have.
I liked that. That sounds so very, very nice. And hopefully it was meaningful for our listeners. I want to tell everyone, this is the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with Mr. Al Foreman, and joining us by phone, our very special guest today, Mark Kaler, and he is the educator and formulator with Mushroom Wisdom. We're talking about Mushroom Wisdom Superporia, Mushroom Wisdom Super Lion's Mane, and we just discussed Mushroom Wisdom Mushroom Emperors for your vitality and good health. Stay tuned, more to come.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health? Now you can conveniently schedule consultations with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionalist, at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations in her office with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Come see Janet and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center and tune in to hear Janet on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on WNN.
Save-A-Lot prices can't be beat. Come find New Chapter, Garden of Life, Mega Food, Kyolic, Quality of Life, Solgar, Nordic Naturals, Nature's Answer, Vibrant Health, Renew Life, Himalaya, Life Flow, Charo Formulas, so many different brands at unbelievable prices. Skincare, cosmetics, it's all here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 754-307-1655. Come see us. Come see the fantastic inventory, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, October 27th. Our very special guest is Mr. Mark Kayla, and we're speaking about the beneficial effects of mushrooms. And I believe, in my opinion, Mushroom Wisdom was the, and it still is, the leader when it comes to mushroom supplements. They have been doing their research along with Mark for many, many years and have introduced over the years some of these great mushroom products to help people improve their good health and improve their bad health as well. The, we have the special going on these three particular products, the Mushroom Embers, the Lion's Mane, and the Superporia. The Lion's Mane and Poria and Superporia are only $17.99 for the 120 tablets. The Mushroom Emperors, also 120 tablets, are $19.99. If you buy any one of these three products today to the first 10 people, you'll receive a free bottle of the Superporia, which again has an everyday low price of $17.99. That's to the first 10 people today, and we are open until 8 o'clock tonight. Janet Cimarelli will be available to speak to you today from 4 to 7. If you have any questions or any concerns, feel free to stop in today from 4 to 7. Tomorrow from 12:30 to 5:30. And, Jen, I'm going to let you go back to where you left off with Mark.
Well, I want to let our listeners know about Poria, because here's this incredible free offer that Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is making. And there may be some people out there who are not necessarily familiar with Poria and the approaches that it, or the uses that Poria would have are certainly areas of concern for a great many of our customers here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. The urinary tract, kidney function, fluid retention, anxiety, a balanced immune response. So, Mark, if you would, tell our listeners a little bit about the research that's been going on with regard to Poria and then how they would go about using it.
Sure. Well, this gets a little complicated when you start talking about Poria. Poria is a mushroom that's been widely used in traditional Chinese medicine. In fact, it's one of the most common used ingredient in what's called Chinese medicine patent formulas. These are formulas that have been handed down sometimes for hundreds and thousands of years. Poria is used so commonly because, you know, you talked about it being useful for a wide array, a diverse mix of things from anxiety to kidneys, a urinary tract. I mean, these are seemingly unrelated conditions. So before we talked about the tremella mushroom, which is all about bringing moisture to the body, Poria is kind of the opposite side of that coin. Poria is for too much moisture in the body. And again, I'm going to have to go into this, explain this term that's used in Chinese medicine. It's called damp. And damp is really the buildup of that moisture in the body. And that moisture can build up in any sort of the body. The primary area that it tends to build up, at least initially in the body, is in the digestive tract. So you think about a sluggish, slow, gassy digestive tract that's not digesting well, that bloats, that has, you know, a lot of mucus and phlegm, that just doesn't move food through properly, it's poorly digested. But that dampness then contributes to dampness in other parts of the body. And this is why I think it's so important to treat things holistically. So someone may have, let's say, a lot of mucus and phlegm in their sinuses, maybe they're coughing up a lot of phlegm in their lungs. The tendency is to do what? You know, take something to dry up the sinuses and dry up the lungs. But that may not be the root cause of it. It may be this dampness in the digestive tract, because as it builds up, the digestive tract is very closely and intimately related to our lungs and respiratory system. So as that system becomes more lethargic and slower to do its job, and this moisture and just gets more sluggish, starts to build up in the body, it also then starts to build up in the lungs correspondingly. And that's what creates the issues that we have in the respiratory tract. So working on the digestive tract, and which many of us know is at the root of all our health and healing in many cases, it's really about this damp condition. So allergies, cancer is considered a damp condition oftentimes, cholesterol, chronic fatigue, environmental illnesses are all considered damp conditions in the body. And the way to think of it really is to think of a very high humid, cloudy day or a thick fog, thick and stagnant energy, and just apply that to any part of the brain. So think about, thick, stagnant brain. And what's that? Well, I mean, we even use the word foggy-headed, foggy-brained. That's an excellent example of the terminology that explains, that dampness in the body. So when dampness builds up in the stomach, it's bloating, it's poor digestion. In the bowels, it's diarrhea. In the brain, it's brain fog. In the lung, it's mucus and phlegm. In the kidneys, it can be water retention and bloating. In the uterus, it can be vaginal discharges. In the bladder, a sign of it is cloudy urination. So this dampness is something that kind of transfers across virtually every body part, every system in our body. It makes us sluggish, heavy, lethargic, tend to be a lower appetite. So this is something that's very widespread, and it's even more widespread probably here in the West because of our lifestyle and dietary changes. Consumption of sodas are dampening. Cold foods are dampening. Cold dairy is one of the worst dampening foods we can eat, so ice cream, cold milk, those things are all very dampening to the body. Plus our lifestyle of, of multitasking, We just don't sit down and eat the dinner. Like, when I was a kid, we actually went to the dinner table. We sat down, the whole family did, and we ate, and that's what we did at mealtimes and things. But now more times than not, people are doing five or six other things. They may be on the phone, watching TV at the same time. There's all this other stuff, and that creates, again, that multitasking actually creates and contributes to this dampness. So you can see that there are a number of things, our diet, lifestyle choices all contribute to this. And poria is really the best remedy out there for repairing and getting rid of that excess dampness in the body. It's a mushroom that grows in various parts of the world. In fact, Indians used it and Native Americans used it in the U.S. They called it tuckahoe or Indian bread. They actually used to bake with it because of its fiber compounds and add preservative actions and things to it. So it's really good for that excess moisture in the body. You mentioned, again, I apologize for running long with you, just so much with the poria mushroom. There's a good bit of research to support it. There's research with it for a variety of inflammatory kidney conditions. So we know it supports the kidneys. We know it acts as a diuretic, so it increases the flow of water and liquid fluid through the body. We talked about, a foggy-headed brain. There are actually some studies with Alzheimer's suggesting it may be protective there of free radicals in the brain, and it may also protect the brain from beta amyloid buildup. It protects red blood cells. There are studies showing it may lower blood sugar levels and improve insulin sensitivity, so our cells are more responsive to insulin things. It's antifungal. It has a number of immune benefits. And two cancers that I think it shows extraordinary promise for that are kind of exciting. One is pancreatic cancer, the other is leukemia, and these are very difficult cancers to treat and deal with. It's anti-inflammatory, which again kind of confirms its old traditional use as this remedy for dampness, because dampness is that inflammatory, that buildup of moisture in an inflamed situation. So it's really interesting to see a term that we're not familiar with in medicine, dampness that's been used traditionally. And then for me, it's real exciting to see, these clinical studies and all this research in the last few decades that actually end up confirming, this traditional knowledge. I'm always amazed at how these traditional healers were able to arrive and ascertain this information, and science is just confirming it, every day.
I kind of think the ancients were way smarter than we give them credit for.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. There's a different connection and awareness with the body, just with observing it and really understanding it in a deeper, more profound manner, rather than that kind of mechanistic analysis that we tend to overdo, I think, today.
It's interesting. There's a new book out on Leonardo da Vinci, and it talks about his focus and concentration and observation. and that his mind took him into unexpected places based on his powers of observation. I'm observing on the packages from Mushroom Wisdom that the mushrooms we're talking about are extract. So you're not just simply taking a mushroom, grinding it up, and putting it in a tablet or a capsule. Talk about the importance of these being extracts.
Yeah, that's actually a really important point, because while I'm a big fan of using mushrooms as a natural remedy and things, fundamentally, we need to make sure they're going to do what we want them to do, right? We want to take these supplements and make sure they get into our body and get distributed and are actually, you know, able to be assimilated by our body. The simple fact is the human body does not break down mushrooms particularly well. There's a fiber-like compound in mushrooms called chitin. The enzyme to break that down is called chitinase, and the human body produces just a tiny, tiny, tiny amount of it. The end result is that when we eat mushrooms, or if we take mushrooms that have just been ground into a powder, we don't absorb or assimilate a large portion of those mushrooms. So extracting allows you to remove these active compounds, the polysaccharides and triterpenes and sterols and other things that are in the mushrooms, remove them from that fibrous compound to make them more available to the body so that your body can access and absorb and utilize more of it. So it's just a more efficient way to do that. And it actually brings up a good point with the poria mushroom. The poria mushroom is an example like the reishi mushroom is. It has compounds in there that are called polysaccharides. And these polysaccharides are the ones that are primarily responsible for enhancing the immune system. So these polysaccharides in poria have been shown to enhance secretion of immune stimulators. It's been shown to downregulate certain aspects of the overactive immune system. So it really is an immune modulator. It kind of balances that immune system. Getting back to what you were talking about with tonics, if it's overactive, it calms. If it's underactive, it boosts and stimulates. But it also has a class of compounds, which are called triterpenes or terpenoids. Some of these compounds have been shown to be powerful inhibitors of tumors. The compound that has an inhibition of Epstein-Barr virus is a triterpene. Some of its cancer prevention actions are triterpenes. So with poria, it's not just important that we extract it, but that we extract it properly. So we extract it in hot water, which pulls out those polysaccharides, and then we also extract it in alcohol, which pulls out those triterpenes. So really to get mushrooms, accessible to the human body and to get more of them into our system to make them more efficient and hopefully more beneficial, it really is best to extract the mushrooms and also to make sure we extract them with the proper mediums so that we're getting the range of compounds that are found in those mushrooms.
And that brings us to almost time for a break, and I want to let everyone know that when we come back from the break, we're going to be talking about Mushroom Wisdom Super Lion's Mane. I think people listening to this Save a Lot Nutrition Hour are going to be very interested in the benefits associated with use of lion's mane. Dementia, memory loss, cognitive function, demyelinating diseases. So much to talk about with regard to Mushroom Wisdom Super Lion's Mane. This is the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Stay tuned. More to come.
Come to my office at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center. I can evaluate your blood work to determine the beneficial activity of your supplements. For comprehensive testing information and personalized recommendations, speak with me, Janet Cimarelli, and get the guidance needed to achieve meaningful results for your personal health issues. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is located at 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center in Margate.
Caring for your health doesn't stop with taking the best supplements. Caring for your health also means reducing your exposure to harmful chemicals. Come see the great selection of skincare products containing no harmful chemicals. Products that support your good health and the health of our world around us. Natural hair care, body washes, fragrances, essential oils, moisturizers. Support your good health with all the natural products at great prices. Fabulous prices. Unmatched prices. All at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It's Friday, October 27th. Our very special guest today is Mr. Mark Kaler, who's speaking to us about some of the great mushroom products that are produced by the company Mushroom Wisdom, who we've had here at Save-A-Lot since we've been opened. And I know the company for more than 20 years that I've been in business, that is a far superior product to most of what else is on the market today. And we're thankful that Mark is able to share with us his wisdom about the beneficial effects of these particular products. And as Janet had pointed out, we're going to talk about the lion's mane now. But if anybody buys either the Poria, the lion's mane, or the mushroom emperors, we're going to give you a free bottle of the Super Poria, which we sell at an everyday low price of only $17.99. And what else you may be interested in, you can order these through mail order as well. And the mail order number, just call 754-307-1655. And we'll make the same offer to the mail order customers as well on these particular Mushroom Wisdom products. So, Janet, I'm going to turn it back to you.
Well, as I said before the break, Al, we want to talk about lion's mane. I think lion's mane is very well known, and people have been enjoying the benefits of using Mushroom Wisdom Super Lion's Mane for a very long time. So, Mark, I'm going to turn it over to you. What do you think is the high point that people need to know about Super Lion's Mane?
Okay, as you're probably aware, that's a dangerous thing to say to me when you turn it over to me, because I certainly have a tendency to be long-winded. And thanks for clearing your throat on that one, Al. I accept that as an editorial comment on your part. But the lion's mane mushroom, I'm real excited about. It's a mushroom that certainly is, I think, widely needed, and there's a growing need for it. For a number of reasons. We talked earlier about qi and things. Lion's mane traditionally was considered a qi tonic, so enhances overall vitality and energy. It was also considered a qi tonic for the digestive tract. So for chronic digestive issues, lion's mane has been used in Chinese medicine, again, for hundreds of years. And it's another one of those things that the research has supported. In fact, there was a study just out recently showing that it repaired the mucosal membrane in our gastrointestinal system. There are a number of studies shown it anti-ulcer, a number of studies shown it anti-H. pylori, which is a bacteria that can cause or contributes to, I'll say, ulcers. It's been shown to inhibit gastric cancers. So the research really, I think, confirms and supports its use for these chronic digestive issues. But as for the brain and nerves, I think most people have kind of gotten excited, and really what has increased its popularity recently. And I mentioned earlier about how Alzheimer's and dementia rates are expected to triple by the year 2030. So this is obviously a growing problem. Western medicine has yet to really devise accepted treatment for it. They can't reverse it. They can't really slow it down much. So it's nice to have some of these natural remedies out there, which may be useful preventatively, may be useful in a therapeutic sense. Again, I want to make sure people know I'm not claiming it to be a cure for that, but I think it's a wonderful remedy to include as part of a holistic program, including diet and activity and brain exercises and a number of other things. But the lion's mane has compounds in there, one class which are called haricinones, and these are a class of compounds that have been shown to stimulate production of something called nerve growth factor. Nerve growth factor is a compound that in the early 80s, a researcher who was a Nobel Prize winner found that nerve growth factor, when actually pumped directly into the brain of an individual, actually reversed the progression of Alzheimer's. The problem with that is twofold. One is we can't really walk around with a hole in our head pumping nerve growth factor into our brain, because eventually that's going to get infected and that's going to end up killing us. Also, nerve growth factor itself is extraordinarily expensive. I think it's like $100,000 a month to use, what would be the clinical dose of it and things. So for some reason, and I don't know why, some researchers said, I'm going to take this lion's mane mushroom, I'm going to study it and see if it impacts nerve growth factor. And lo and behold, what they found is that these haricinones were able to cross the blood-brain barrier, get into the brain, stimulate this production of nerve growth factor, which has all these wonderful benefits for the brain. It's the brain's repair mechanism. it seems to have a protective action associated from the damage of associated with amyloid beta plaque. It may prevent the buildup of that amyloid beta plaque in the body. And what we're finding out in research with Alzheimer's and dementia as well is that the immune system plays a really key role in brain health, just in day-to-day brain health, as well as with these neurodegenerative disorders. So lion's mane does seem to be something of immune tonic. Again, it does get into the brain and activate these brain immune cells, these glial cells, which kind of help the brain clean itself out. They're kind of the janitors in the brain going through and cleaning up that plaque and the damaged cells and things from the body. So this is an extraordinarily promising mushroom for a condition that we obviously have a huge need for. There have been some studies with it. There were studies that introduced it in a soup form, in a cookie form, in older individuals that have been diagnosed with mild to moderate dementia. And they saw improvements in mood and memory and balance and perception and quality of life in something called functional independence. And that's just the ability to kind of take care of themselves a little bit better. So, you know, to know how to dress themselves, to get up and go to the cafeteria or the dining hall and eat, you know, all those things that we kind of take for granted on a day-to-day basis that you start to lose in these cases of dementia and things. So it actually repaired a lot of these things. And one of the things that was actually studied in one of the studies was wandering. And we know that's these spatial issues are a real problem in some individuals with Alzheimer's and dementia. They lose grasp of where they are. They can tend to wander off. And they saw improvements in that. So, you know, it's unusual to have a natural remedy and a natural remedy from a mushroom of all things that actually has clinical research on it showing improvements in this regard. And I'll just mention one of the studies that was done. They actually put the patients on the product. They used it for a given period of time for the length of the study, and they saw improvements in everything. The thing I don't understand is, you know, here they have these dementia patients. They were giving them lion's mane. They saw these amazing benefits with them. Well, when the study was done, guess what happened? They stopped giving them lion's mane product, and what they saw was they started, again, receding, going back to earlier states and things. So thankfully, I think they went back and started giving them lion's mane on a regular basis. So it's evidence that, you know, when they're on the product, they saw improvements. When they were off the product, they saw a loss of those things, which is really, I think, a strong indicator that the lion's mane is actually doing something in the body. And while there hasn't been a lot of research in this area, I can just vouch for it personally. When I take the lion's mane product, I'm sharper, I'm quicker, and I've gone on and off it like 10 or 12 times just to see if there's some placebo effect going. I've given it to probably 30 clients who are all under the age of 40 who just wanted some brain support, and they all saw improvements with it. So while the research is really focused on older individuals with specific conditions going on in their bodies, I think it's just a wonderful all-around remedy just for enhancing overall function of our brain. And I think we're really just at the tip of the iceberg as far as what it can do, not just enhancing memory, but I think we're going to find out it's an antidepressant. It can help with mood. It can help with other sorts of emotional disorders. And I notice it very quickly. I notice it the same day I'm taking it. My patients and clients say they notice a difference anywhere from 1 to 3 days. So this isn't something like ginkgo where you have to use it about a month or so before you start seeing benefits. This is something I think you can expect to see benefits in a very short period of time. And I'm referencing really the therapeutic version of the lion's mane product, which is called Amilobin 3399. This is the one that I think has the most dramatic and therapeutic and clinical applications. Lion's mane, super lion's mane, would be one I would use kind of for general health for the brain, just as an overall tonic for the brain. If you want that extra kick, if you really want to, you know, make sure your brain is optimal, or if you're at high risk or showing some signs of it or getting older, maybe the Amilobin 3399 is a good sense of it. And I mentioned just real quickly, you know, I talked about it possibly being beneficial for other sorts of emotional disorders. There was a case study that was done with an individual been diagnosed with schizophrenia, suffered from schizophrenia for 35 years, hearing things, seeing things, dropped out of school, couldn't work, really was being taken care of by his family, didn't want to leave the house or do anything, really just non-functioning in life in so many which ways. A psychiatrist actually put them on the Amilobin 3399, and within 2 months they saw profound impact and changes in his life, getting more involved, not having the hallucinations anymore, improvements in quality of life, waking up with energy and looking forward to the day and being optimistic and everything. So for this individual had virtually basically an untreatable disorder that the drugs alone can be deadly. To see such a profound impact with the amylopin product for it was it's just quite inspiring.
There are any number of different clients here at customers here at Save a Lot Nutrition Center who've been diagnosed with MS, with Parkinson's, possibly dealing with seizures. So any of those brain issues probably be very nicely supported by using the lion's mane mushroom extract from Mushroom Wisdom, and then evaluating that effect and then seeing if amylobin 3399 is the next step. We unfortunately are out of time. We have so much to share, as Mark has been talking as quickly as possible.
And he has, Janet, and I just want to make mention again, you're available today from 4 to 7. Tomorrow, Saturday, from 12:30 to 5:30. And again, the special offer, if you buy any one of the three products we spoke about, the Mushroom Emperors, the Super Lion's Mane, or the Super Poria, you will receive a free bottle of the Super Poria that we have an everyday low price of only $17.99. Mark, I want to thank you very, very much for being with us. You're a fantastic amount of knowledge that you were able to share with us, and we appreciate it very, very much. And
thanks.
Janet?
Thank you. It's been my pleasure. And, you know, I'd like to just add that, you know, people, I really commend you, Al, for what you've done with Save a Lot, because I can tell people, I've been to retail stores all over the country. You have the best prices, and then to have Janet in there on top of that with the best advice, with, you know, being certified and everything, you're really offering a tremendous gift for the community. So I really commend you for your efforts in this regard.
Thank you, Mark.
We commend you right back for this great information that you shared with us today. You've been tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. We'll be back Friday at 10. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.